This is a commutation here on phase one for Jeremy Burt, B-U-R-T, ADC number 313400. According to information that I've gained, that this is, of course, this is a phase one hearing, and he's coming for the Board of Executive Committee, and there are three board members participating in his hearing: Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. The following summary is a summary of the application in question. He is 34 years of age, currently serving a four-year prison term for second-degree burglary, a Class 3 felony. He was approximately 31 years of age at the time of the incident offense. He pleaded guilty for a sentence on September 20, 2016. He is asking for a two-year reduction of his prison term. He has an armed release credit date of March 15, 2020, should commutation be granted. His new ERC date would be consecutive to count two in this case, and that a two-year sentence for forgery, a Class 4 felony, to follow by a two-year consecutive sentence for dangerous drugs, a Class 4 felony. He has an extensive California criminal history, including but not limited to conviction of possession of controlled substance or receiving stolen property, possession of stolen vehicle, grand theft, and numerous parole violations. The purpose of his requesting a reduction is based on the assumption that he had, that his attorney did not know what he was doing at the time that he had this attorney assigned to him, and that he did not understand what a plea agreement was. He stated that he wishes to return to the community to take care of his mother and be a productive citizen. He has had considerable discipline since 2016 through 2018, with his last major being on June 8, 2014, for a positive or refusal of a UA. He has no letters of support in his package, and he, regarding to whether his sentence was excessive, he received slightly more than the presumptive 3.5, with a minimum of 2 years and a maximum of 8.5 years. And considering his past felony history and that associated charges were dropped in the plea agreement, I do not find his sentence excessive, but I am certainly open to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing none, therefore I'm going to move not to pass to phase two, not to pass to phase two, and that is my motion.
Second
by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. He will not be passed to phase two, and this will end his hearing. Thank you so much for your participation.